The U.S. Census Bureau announced last month that Hispanics accounted for about one-half of the country's population growth between July of 2003 and July 2004. There are now over 41 million Latinos in the United States. Serving that population are an increasing number of Latino newspapers and radio and TV stations. NPR's Felix Contreras reports.
Regresamos con Pedro Biaggi en la mañana, en el sol.
It's 9:30 in the morning in Washington, D.C., and disc jockey Pedro Biaggi is announcing the winner of another call-in contest on El Sol 99.1, which roughly translates to the Sun 99.1.
Siempre de fiesta.
El Sol, buenos días, ¿con quién hablo?
Buenos días, conmigo, ¿cómo está Pedro?
Bueno, parece que estás de suerte hoy.
7 months ago, 99.1 was one of the country's pioneer rock stations, WHFS. Overnight, the music changed from modern rock to Colombian bachata and other Spanish-language popular music. El Sol is owned by Infinity Broadcasting, the radio division of media giant Viacom. Scott Herman, Infinity's executive vice president for the Eastern Region, says switching formats made sense after researchers explained that the Metro D.C. area was changing.
In the area of Hispanic hypergrowth, you know, they've dubbed Washington as a higher share of affluent Hispanics than anywhere else in the country. And, you know, you kind of love to see that when you're in the business of making money from selling advertising.
And advertisers are beginning to take notice, says Betsy Hanau of Zuby Advertising in Miami. Her agency specializes in reaching Hispanic viewers, listeners, and readers. But she says advertisers still don't understand the market.
We are not at all, even scratching the surface when it comes to the potential that the Hispanic audience can bring. And I think now some advertisers are seeing that they may have a higher return on investment, but the levels are still not there.
But according to TNS Media Intelligence, a company that tracks media trends, the rate of advertising dollars spent in the general market media will go up just 3.4% this year, while the Hispanic market will grow more than 10%. Those dollars are being spent at two broadcast TV networks, more than 60 cable outlets, approximately 160 local television stations, almost 700 daily and weekly newspapers, and over 300 radio stations spread out around the country. Ilan Stavins is the Lewis Sebring Professor of Latin American and Latino Culture at Amherst College.
No other immigrant group ever in the United States has ever had two network television channels like Univision and Telemundo. The power that El Diario, La Prensa in New York, or El Nuevo Herald in Miami, or La Opinión in L.A. have politically, socially, and culturally is dramatic and goes beyond a single generation.
Just as the explosion in the number and influence of Spanish language newspapers and broadcast outlets is making the Hispanic community a force to be reckoned with, Stavins says it's also creating a radical social transformation within the community itself.
We are inventing a new category, a category that never existed in Latin America, never existed in the United States, which is this sum of parts that the Latino has become, this nouveau Latino that one used to apply only to cuisine, but that now one can also apply to sociology and to fashion and to culture in general. A little bit of the Caribbean, a little bit of Mexico and Central America, a little bit of nowhere, and there you have it, cooked for you, the new Latino, the one that is being presented all the time in the national media.
The popular telenovelas on Univision and Telemundo are increasingly country neutral, and some producers are even encouraging actors to speak without their regional accents. Sports shows cover the pan-Latino sports soccer and baseball, and the very popular award shows feature entertainers from all over the Spanish-speaking world. In stores in Latino neighborhoods around the country, Spanish-language newspapers sell side-by-side with English-language dailies, and the soundtrack is provided by Spanish-language radio or TV. In Gloria's Pupeseria, a small Salvadoran restaurant in Washington, D.C.'s Columbia Heights neighborhood, the mid-afternoon lunch crowd divides its attention between the food and the newscast on the television in the corner. While most patrons are happy to see an increase in media outlets that feature people that look like them, the idea of a generic Latino is met with mixed reactions. Restaurant owner Gloria Umaña, who is from El Salvador, says she doesn't mind not seeing more Salvadorans on TV.
No, yo para mí lo mismo me dan. Yo la de toda generación a mí me gusta.
She says she enjoys everything on TV and she likes that people are from all over. But just outside the restaurant, working mom Judith Rivas doesn't agree.
No definen en realidad de qué país es la persona, no, como que no le toman mucho en cuenta su nacionalidad.
She can tell what country the people on TV are from, and that's important, because as a Salvadoran, she wants others to know she's here. But at least one recent poll indicates that this blurring of cultural lines is a positive development. Sergio Bendixson is the owner of Bendixson & Associates, a public opinion research firm. His company recently published a survey of ethnic communities and their media choices.
I don't really see many negatives. I think Spanish language media, especially Spanish language television, tends to be a unifying force in the immigrant Hispanic community in the United States, especially political unity in the country when it comes to Hispanic immigrants.
Recent census figures indicate that for the first time, the number of children born to immigrants has outpaced the number of new arrivals. And those future consumers will create a demand for media that both bridges cultures and reminds them who they are. Felix Contreras, NPR News.